Today, we continue our report on Tom Daniels, a pastor of a Baptist church in Rio Linda. Previously, we discussed the charges against him, and here are more details. This is based on an article that was written by Margie Lundstrom, last modified on February 6th, 2011. A hush fell over the courtroom as a Baptist pastor from Citrus Heights was ordered to stand trial on charges that he had molested girls as young as five in his home. Tommy Jean Daniels, 48, was returned to jail on $6 million bail after Superior Court Judge Lloyd G. Conley found there was probable cause to try him on six felony counts of child molestation involving five alleged victims. Before Daniels' arrest December 9, 2010, the five-bedroom home he shared with his wife of 25 years had been on the radar of law enforcement and child welfare agencies, according to a news review of court documents and state licensing records. In fact, Daniels was arrested in 2005, but then was released without charges being filed. The 6'2" defendant is pastor of First Baptist Church of Rio Linda, where he is listed on the church's website as senior pastor. His wife, Brenda, 46, is listed in bankruptcy documents as the church's paid youth director. The prosecution cited the detailed consistency of the separate incidents described by two of Daniels' alleged victims, despite the fact that there was no evidence of there ever having been communication between the two of them. Tommy and Brenda Daniels had been under intense scrutiny for years from child welfare agencies based upon complaints. Brenda Daniels lost her daycare and foster care licenses in 2003 due to substandard care, violations of state regulations, lying to state and county workers, and misappropriating public funds, as well as her husband's threat to a social worker about having a gun, according to records from the California Department of Social Services. Despite these violations, a therapist from Loomis continued to place high-needs children in the home. At least four of the five children allegedly molested by Daniels were sent there for, quote, respite care by Mel LaValle, a licensed marriage and family therapist, according to court testimony and documents. At both hearings for Daniels, his supporters from Rio Linda Baptist Church sat on the left side of the courtroom while family members of the alleged victims occupied the right, occasionally weeping during testimony. Daniels' supporters periodically gathered in a circle in the hallway and prayed. Daniels is facing six felony counts of lewd and lascivious acts and engaging in substantial sexual conduct with a child under 14. All of the alleged acts took place between 2002 and 2007 and involved girls ranging from age 5 to 13, according to court papers and testimony. The couple filed for bankruptcy protection 9 days before his arrest.